Dude, didn't we try? You remember when we were kids? Didn't we try to like...
We wanted to make a music video. Like so bad. Bro, we literally were planning it. Remember when we were going to go to the beach and remake fucking Problems by A$AP Rocky? And we were each going to have a verse? Do you remember this?
Bro, yeah.
I was like, yo, I got dibs on Drake verse.
Bro, what's
up? I think you were going to be 2 Chainz.
Remember...
The way you were gonna kill that verse though.
It was good. Ready?
Shit, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Let's get it. Yo.
What's happening?
Thoughts and players.
This is Arthur Dominguez.
Jared Farr.
Episode we don't know.
Oh, we're back.
I swear it's like what, 96?
Yeah. I think we're definitely high 90s.
Yo, long hiatus, but you know what I'm saying? We're back and we're better.
We're on winter break.
And we just felt like shooting the shit a little bit. And we know the people want it.
Yeah, people are running into me all the time saying they miss the podcast. So
who are we to not give the people what they want?
We're the people's choice, bro.
It's a fucking chilly Sunday morning.
Cold as hell. Bro, look at my jacket I'm wearing.
Dude, for
real. I look like a Mexican. No, I look like an Italian drug dealer.
Like a cartel.
I look like I work for the Italian. I haven't got a haircut.
You do look like you're going to go do some business.
I look like I got business to hand off to this.
Yeah. No,
I had to make a little pit stop real quick. Yeah, you look like... We don't look like we would be friends in the... Like, if we were
What are you
out,
trying to say, bro?
If we were just walking out in the middle of, like, the middle of the day, people would be like, why is that guy friends with that
Do you think
guy?
They would think we're, like...
Something's...
Like, just fucking, like, third cousins?
Something looks sketchy.
Yeah.
Like, we're running something.
Why? Is it just because I look kind of cozy and you just look like...
You look like, yeah, really, like a really nice, cozy, wholesome person. I look like I'm about to make the biggest drug deal in the world.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That we balance each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have... So, for the viewers out there, if you're looking at me, I haven't got a haircut. I was actually saving my haircut.
For the pod?
For Drake.
Drake?
Yeah, Drake's concert next week, but he canceled it.
Oh, shit.
So, I haven't got a haircut. So, it's a very horrible first impression.
He rescheduled it.
Yeah, rescheduled. Yeah, he canceled in my world because like I was looking forward to it this whole month.
Yeah.
2024 has been...
Oh, you got some tickets.
Yeah, my dad.
As a gift, no?
Yeah. Thanks, dad.
Damn, shout out to dad, bro.
Dad, hey, yeah, we love dads out there.
How many did you get you?
He got me, him, and my little brother, so.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I was going to ask
you. You want to hop on?
Who you were taking.
Hey, tickets are the day of, bro. You probably.
That's the plan. That's the current plan. Just, you know what I'm saying? Day of. Get what I can get.
And it's a little bit cheaper. I mean, depending on, you know. Then again, it's Drake, though, so I don't know.
It is Drake.
But I haven't got a haircut, so my first impression looks pretty bad right now. Like, but it's all good.
No, you look
a little scruffy, a little bit, you know?
I like it.
I just like the fade and shit, you know, but it's all good. We're doing it. We're doing okay.
You could have done, you know, you could have thrown the Thoughts and Players hat on.
Yeah, I know. Dude, so I haven't worn hats in months. You remember I was wearing hats all the time?
Yeah.
Dude, like
for
a few years. I was I don't think I went to bed wearing a hat, bro. You didn't.
Yeah.
I love wearing hats. Bro, someone started telling me, like, the more you wear hats, you'll start losing your hair. And I started freaking out. Like, I don't know. And then they said, like, if you wear a lot of hats, you'll, like, start getting more gray hairs. I don't even know how that makes sense.
Were you noticing some graying? Or
bro, what? A lot, bro.
No way.
A lot.
You been dyeing your shit?
A lot. Nah. Yeah. Bro, I have, bro. Dude, I've got a lot of... I didn't start realizing it, bro. And it was crazy because one day I saw one and I'm like... In my head, I'm like, damn, I got a gray hair. Bro, almost a month later, I saw like 4 or 5.
Hmm.
Like, and I was like, dude, my dad's hair is pretty dark. Like,
maybe he dyes it.
I don't know. I've never asked him. Nah, he did. His shit was just jet, like dark. Or it was.
Yeah.
He has gray hair now. He's a little old, but...
You should just embrace it, bro, because like gray makes you look wise.
So people say they like the salt and pepper look. I feel that, but not right now, bro. I'm 20, like.
Yeah, you gotta at least hit 30, right?
I gotta be at least pushing late 30s, bro.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so, but it's cool. Good first impression for the first episode.
Yeah.
Hey, but honestly, though, let's jump into, you think first impressions are like a good thing? We can't judge somebody off their first impression, right?
Of course you can.
Can't.
You can or you can't. Can't. It's kind of like when you pick up on someone's energy right away, bro.
But then again,
it's like intuition almost.
What if they're just really nervous?
then you could probably tell they're nervous. Then you're like, oh, they're just nervous. But if it's just
if it's a shitty first impression, does that define a person?
It kind of does. Really? I hate to say it, but you could learn a lot from someone.
First impression.
Based off first. First, it depends how long the impression is. Was it just a quick second, hi type thing? Or were you with them?
I'm guessing a whole encounter.
Interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
you just know.
That's all you need to know.
There's no way they can redeem themselves.
there's a way, of course. There's a way. It's just
it's a few things they
gonna
can do.
Take a little more. I don't know, more encounters.
Yeah, to see if they can change that.
Yeah,
I'm all about. I mean, yeah, I feel like some people can probably redeem themselves. It just depends. At first, if you're real shitty, I'm just gonna think you're real shitty.
Yeah, like it's just energy. It's like sometimes you don't even need to say anything. It's about how you carry yourself and like present yourself. You can already learn a lot from someone just by like observing them.
That is true.
Know what I'm saying?
Everyone just kind of has their own little way.
What kind of riz do you think you got?
That's a good question.
Like, what's
I've been told that I have the Tristan Thompson riz.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know,
bro. The cheater riz?
Someone told me that the other day. I was like, wait, I don't even have a girlfriend. How am I cheating? No. I think from 1 to 10, I'm probably like a solid 5, 6.
Yeah.
Maybe 5. I'm a medium.
But I don't mean like a rating. I mean
Oh, what kind of riz?
What are your analyze each other's
riz. Okay. Well, you're saying
let me say. Like I feel like your strengths, mm-hmm. humor, mm-hmm. personality, like you could probably talk to a wall and have a pretty good time.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, which you probably do when you're alone. But you could talk. You're easy to I feel like people are more likely to open up to you cuz you just good listener. Good person to talk to.
This is nice how you're really giving me all these compliments.
Yeah, I'm so, analyzing.
Is that what we're doing these days? Because I'll do the same for you, brother.
It's because I've known you for a long time, so you've never rizzed me up, but there's been a couple times where
I try to make a move on you.
I felt like something, and I was like, damn, am I getting fucking rizzed right now?
He said, oh, bro, I feel something between us. Guys, this is us coming out saying,
this is as good a time as any.
We love y'all. We love each other. Me and Arthur are really like...
That's what this episode's all about.
We're here to tell y'all things are different this year.
Yeah, I've been feeling it for about a decade now.
Yeah, I know. But thank you for confessing how you feel about me, bro.
Yeah,
I feel
no
the
problem.
Same about you, too. No. Hey, I think everything you said about me, I've said about you. Like, I'm just...
You're like, y'all just put that right back at
let's
you.
Let's reverse that.
Uno card.
Reverse. Yeah, so, bro. Whatever you just said.
Right back at you.
Right at you. Nah, bro... Same thing though. I think you, every time I bring you around, people are just like, bro, Arthur's dope. You're cool. You're funny. I mean, I think you are a little bit more obviously close at first, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like once you kind of hop over that like fucking hill,
yeah,
it's like, it's open book, bro.
You know what? That's one thing I've learned about myself. It takes me a long time to like build comfort
with
people.
But there's nothing wrong with that
but
at all.
But even then, like, even when I first meet someone, I can still be normal.
No, yeah, like, you're still, like, you hit the shits.
But like you said, more reserved.
But there's nothing wrong with that at all. I've noticed, if there's, like, a girl I really like, I'm like that, bro. I'm real, like, at first. And I don't seem like that.
Like, you're more reserved?
In the very beginning. But, like, I'm talking the very beginning, I'm, like, I'm a little, like, to myself. I'm a little scared, like a little nervous.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is normal, right?
Yeah. I guess that is pretty normal. But then it takes like a switch, bro. Something like, I don't know, something has to like, once I hop over that hump, it's...
How long does that usually take you? Like, you're talking like day one?
I'm talking...
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, 24 hours. They could be as comfortable as like... Then it could be as comfortable as like, can I eat your ass? Like, just real simple. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, second day.
It wouldn't take long for this shit to take a left turn.
At the movies?
the movies. You said, I used to be in the movie business.
I used to be a part of this business.
Let me take you behind the counter.
I know some places here.
You haven't seen the secret room yet?
Let me go take you where I used to go.
Take you to the break room. Oh, shit.
But I haven't been in the movies this year.
What the fuck? I've seen
it. I mean, it's 2024,
I feel
right?
like I've seen every
This year
movie.
Just started, bro.
Oh, this year. Yeah, you're right. Me either.
But I heard that one movie with the wrestling movie.
I keep hearing about it, but I don't want to put myself through that.
Why?
Because I hear that it destroys you.
Wait, really?
Oh, you don't know much about it?
I mean, no. I don't. I know that it makes you cry.
Okay, yeah.
Is that like, so you're just scared to do that?
Yeah, I don't really need that.
Not right now, bro.
I don't need more depressing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so how does it work to go see that movie? Or you can't? Can you take a girl that you're like your friend? Do you take like a friend? Like go with a friend? A bro?
I would say that's probably a bad move.
I've seen guys go with guys.
That's like, probably the better move.
Probably homies.
Yeah.
It's a wrestling movie. It's kind of like manly, right?
It's brotherly. Bro. Like, it's literally about family.
Yeah. true. True. That is true. So I guess probably not a good movie to go with a girl.
No, because you are going to cry a lot.
Yeah. I guess you know.
Depends how comfortable you are with her.
If you can tell you can eat her ass, you can cry in front of her.
If you just took her from behind the concessions, then, you know, at that point, you can do whatever you want.
You might as well.
Go watch Iron Claw.
Go to theater 6.
That's where all the shit goes down.
Bro, did you ever hop like numerous movies when you were a kid growing up? Like, you know, like you go to like one theater and then you try to like go to another movie later?
Yeah. I did that one time, but I felt guilty, bro. I
felt really bad.
I was like, I'm doing something wrong. Like, I felt like if I got caught, I was about to go to jail.
Like, they're going to arrest you.
That's how I was also like 13. You know? But yeah, I did do that once. It was cool. But even then, like during the second movie, I was like, okay, I'm already bored. Like,
yeah.
You can only sit and watch a movie for so long.
No, I did the same thing. I was a part of the movie business, I told you. So
yeah, you're in the industry.
Yeah, I had connects. Now, but even before
what
that,
what was your like highest position?
I think like just general. General.
This man said general admissions.
Like general sale.
I think it was like general ticket master or some shit.
I think it was just like a sales rep. I think it was an attendee.
Nah, you were the executive of sales.
Santico's, bro. Was,
you were right under Mr. Santico.
I was GM. I was general manager. That's what I meant.
Assistant to Mr. Santico.
I was assistant to the
general manager.
Oh, yeah, to Mr. Santico.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I got out of it because it was toxic, bro. It's toxic business.
Really?
You don't want to be a part of the movie business. You don't know if I'm telling the truth.
I heard they did do a lot of good shit for the city, though.
Bro, it's terrible. I'll be in meetings, and I'm just like, bro, this is like, what are we doing here, bro? You got Regal kicking our ass. Like,
nah, Santiago's doing pretty good. They're like remodeling all their shit. I feel like they started doing better after you left.
Nah, but you don't understand. At the time, they weren't like.
Yeah, they needed you to get the fuck out of there.
That was their first step. You're not helping us anyway, bro. You just bring your friends for free.
You were giving me free popcorn.
You eat all of our popcorn.
Free tickets, all that.
I do love me some popcorn, though.
That's a good... I feel like I interrupted you, though. You were saying some shit.
About, we're talking about I was going to movies, hopping movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just do it just to go make out with like another...
Oh, yeah.
An extended movie, right?
Did you ever actually watch movies?
Dude, I watched The Blind Side. I skipped the makeout on that one.
Yeah, that one you can't interrupt it.
I was like, look, we're gonna see a movie. I don't even want you to hold my hand.
I feel like if there's football involved, you're like, that's the only time you'll watch it. That, like, Remember the Titans. The two movies you've seen in full.
I've always told people, Remember the Titans, I think, is probably one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I saw it for the first time like 2 years ago.
I love Denzel, bro.
Like, oh, he's one of the goats.
He is. And you know, you don't really hear too much shit about him, right? Think about it. Like right now, we're seeing a lot. Okay, right now the world's crazy. Let's talk about it. The world is kind of fucking crazy right now. Have you seen the P. Diddy stuff?
Yeah.
Will Smith. Like, there's just a lot of weird, crazy shit going on right now. I'm just like
the Epstein.
Epstein.
Shit.
Bro,
Williams called everyone out.
That motherfucker is funny, bro. Like,
did you see how many views? Like, speaking of podcasting. That I think that might be the most viewed podcast ever.
Where is it at? Or what was the last
last
time
I looked, it was at like 40 million views. Yeah.
Shannon Sharp is God, I love that guy. Well, shout out to Unk.
That's the new Rogan.
He's a black Rogan, bro.
Yo, for real though.
Shout out to Unk. No, bro, but Cat Williams, yes. If any of y'all have seen, go watch that podcast. But Cat Williams is calling out everyone. And I don't think he's lying.
How much of it is true? That's what I don't know.
That's the thing. Cause
he's even calling out like Kevin Hart and shit.
Bro, and I saw that. And then Kevin Hart retaliated back though. I saw he said something like how he does. Like he's brought all his people up. Like how can like black men like tear down other black men? Like we're all supposed to be together. Like that type of stuff. But bro, but yeah, I saw just recently I watched the actual Epstein thing. You know, I never watched it during COVID because it came out in 2020.
Yeah, I never...
The Netflix show.
I'm pretty uninformed when it comes to all that.
Dude, okay, you need to watch it. I just watched it literally the last week. And
I just know he had an island and a lot of people visited it.
Bro, he had, it's a crazy thing. He had an island, he had planes, and he had like, they had this, the list just came out. He had a flight list and it was telling you who went on those planes to those islands and what happened at those islands.
But some of those flight logs weren't to the island. So that's where it gets tricky. Like, okay, just because these people rode on his plane doesn't necessarily mean they were doing some crazy shit on the island.
So there was, like, for instance, Chris Tucker is a good example. We love Chris Tucker.
I love that man. Probably with like a pretty deep passion.
A good passion.
Yeah. Yeah.
We look up to him. We're big Rush Hour guys.
Big Rush Hour guys.
We love him, all right? Chris Tucker is a good example. So supposedly, Chris Tucker...
He was on the log.
And Bill Clinton.
Hey, yo.
What combination, bro? You got president? Because this was like 2002.
Yeah.
So obviously, former president Bill Clinton, Chris Tucker, go to the island.
And they went to
pictures,
the island?
And there's pictures of them. And in the documentary, the guy said he saw, obviously, Bill Clinton there, like, with girls and everything. Like, there's a whole bunch of young chicks there. They're just going crazy. So... Okay. Chris Tucker just said in an interview, he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, yeah. I know Jeff. I knew Jeff.
I saw that clip.
Yeah.
He said he went to like
South Africa.
Africa, yeah.
With Bill Clinton. And they just took his plane to South Africa. But, bro, there's interviews saying girls are like, no, Chris Tucker was there. Bill Clinton was there. They're messing around, like, girls, everything. I'm like, bro, that's wild. Shit. It's kind of crazy, this whole Hollywood, like, behind closed doors that we don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on. I feel like we're really safe down here.
I think we're in the safe.
There's not much going on here. Just fucking heat. But nothing crazy.
I guess being famous is not worth it.
Bro, I think about that often. Like, fame is overrated, no?
I think it is. And I think wealth is underrated.
Yes. Like, rich and anonymous is absolutely, like, the ultimate goal.
I think those guys who are like the software engineers, directors,
tech guys,
those tech dudes, bro.
But not the CEOs, because everyone knows the CEOs. I want to be like the CTO or like the CPO.
You don't got to know who I am.
Just don't, like, you see my name.
Let
listed.
Me just cash out and call it a day.
My name's on the website, but that's about it.
I made the website.
I made the website. I make magic happen behind the scenes,
bro. Right? Because like all this whole like the Hollywood stuff, like what's going on, the parties and all. It's all messed up, bro. I think we just live in a really messed up world right now.
We do.
We really do.
But also, I feel like it's always been messed up. I just feel like now we have more access to like information,
mm-hmm.
social media, everything. Everyone's so connected that now we just know about it more. But it was always happening.
And now people are like blasting just people like crazy. They have nothing to lose now.
Yeah. What do you mean by blasting?
Like blast.
Like, where are we going with this?
Like airing out, bro. Like,
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
Everyone's blasting everybody, bro. I don't fucking know.
Cat Williams out here just shooting at everyone, just shooting, bro.
Taking shots.
He don't care at all, bro. He's fucking hilarious, bro.
Clearly it's working. I wonder, he's probably doing numbers on his tours and shit now.
Oh, yeah. No, literally. I mean, I'm just excited to see, like, what happens next, though. I really want to see, they need to make a Diddy documentary, because I want to know what the fuck that guy was going on, because.
I'm going to be honest, I've never really liked Diddy.
You never been a fan?
I hope we never get famous now, because now I'm in danger.
I come here next week, you're not here.
Bro, if we ever actually fucking blow up off this shit, like, we're in trouble. So the amount of shit we've talked on, like, people are going to resurface all kinds of
shit. We're
going to
go to one of those parties, and they're going to kick our ass out.
Bro, we're done. Like, we're done.
No, we're for sure done.
Because I've said some crazy shit on here.
I've never really liked Diddy.
I really have never. It's like the first impression thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've never had a first impression of him in person. But from what I've seen him, like, videos, clips, obviously.
You wouldn't vibe with him.
Tupac didn't like him.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. Because I feel like some of Tupac got reincarnated into me.
I was going to say, you're
did
like
you ever know that?
You're a mini Pac.
Did you ever know that?
Yeah.
Because he died actually like 10 days before I was born.
No way.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you people tell me that I remind them of Denzel?
Washington?
I don't ever tell you that, bro. Growing up, people say I remind them of
I love how I'm making a big deal of this when I just said I'm Tupac, bro. It's like, that's not even as bad.
You're Art Pac, bro.
I'm Three Pac.
Three Pac. That's it right there. You're Three Pac.
Oh, my God.
No, so I think there's probably certain people we wouldn't vibe with. I can tell you right now, and this is not like a biased thing because, you know, we're big fans. But, bro, me and you would get along with Drake in a heartbeat. I think we would probably be like on just the best of fucking homies. If we would be famous, I think Drake would be our
I'm
boy.
Such a big Drake fan that I feel like I've already met him.
I feel like I've hung out with him already.
And you know why I feel like that? Because I've had plenty of dreams where I did meet him. And it's conflating. Dude, I have vivid ass dreams.
Me too, bro.
Like, especially lately, I don't know what's changing, but I'm having some vivid ass dreams to the point where I remember word for word conversations in my dream.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I'll go about my day and I'll be like, wait, did that happen? Like, did that conversation already happen in real life?
Yeah.
Or what, did I dream that? I ask myself that.
What was a crazy dream you've had lately?
But that's the thing. They're not crazy. They're just normal. Like, I'll be doing the most random shit in the dream. So, like, going, I hung out with you the other night.
He said, you don't remember, bro?
Like, wait, did that really happen? And we were just literally at someone's house, like, vibing. Like, nothing crazy was happening.
I feel you on that,
it was just
bro.
A function.
Yeah, well, no, we've always talked about the dreams. Yeah, no, I've had just weird dreams. But they're vivid, though. Like, really
no,
vivid.
No, very vivid.
And they feel real.
Feel real.
I'm like, damn.
I even remember them as if they were real. Which, like, am I going crazy?
You just see somebody like, man, last night was fun, right?
They're like, what the fuck? I feel like that did it, low-key happened.
It's been about 2 years.
Like, I don't think I've seen you.
I don't even live here, bro.
I'm just in town for the week. What are you talking about?
He's like, bro, I don't even know you.
Have we met?
That is true, though, bro. Something goes on the mind. And, like, I really think it's like, we don't even think about it, but it's like whatever's, like, on our mind, kind of. It could be, like, if you're
just
on,
passing
if you're
thought.
On social media, even you scan someone. I've had dreams where, like, I don't even know the person. I really don't know him. But, like, if I see him post something, like, before I go to bed or, like, you know when you just, like, it's something just kind of triggers your mind. It is the weirdest thing.
It could
thing
be the quickest, like, fleeting thought.
Yeah, like, a 0.3 second, you just see him
and,
like.
And that's all that it takes for them to just show up in your dream.
Bro.
So I don't know how it works. If I could turn off dreams, I would, though. Like, I don't need more confusion.
It kind of scares me, bro.
Just let me sleep.
Sometimes I don't want to dream.
Exactly. Yeah. Just let me sleep when I'm asleep.
I'm like going to bed. I'm like, I don't want to dream tonight. Last night, I got shot.
Dude, I got fucking murdered a couple times. Like,
oh,
Jesus,
I've been killed,
let
bro.
Me be peaceful.
Let me tell you, I've been murdered. I've been
stabbed.
Stabbed.
Which might be the same thing.
Yeah, that falls in that category.
Yeah.
Been shot. I've jumped off
but
buildings.
Then there's some really great ones.
I've had some good
you
ones.
Know what I'm saying?
You've had any good ones?
I know you have.
I told you I've had a few times with Kim Kardashian.
That's what I was about to bring
straight
up.
Straight up, bro. Vivid.
Vivid. That's when vivid comes in
it
handy,
was amazing, bro. It was dope.
Oh my god.
I felt like Kanye. It was dope.
Damn, you were Kanye?
I was her Yeezy at the time. I was, bro. How does that work? Like, how the hell? Like, I don't know if I watched the episode of the Kardashians, but how did she end up in my dream? I don't know. I wasn't complaining because I'm not a dreaming again.
Shit happens. It's out of our control.
Have you ever had a dream like that with like us?
Like, I don't know about a celebrity.
Nah.
Let me think. I probably have.
Like, maybe a celebrity that you've got a little bit more close.
That's the thing about dreams. Like, I don't remember them like long term.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? You'll wake up and remember it, but then like you let an hour go by and you're like, it's already fading.
Or something will pop up in my day that it was in my dream. I'm like, wait, hold on. That reminds me. I dreamed about that. Like,
yeah,
that,
you need a reminder of it. Yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
So I probably just have to see that celebrity and then it'll all come back.
You're
to
like,
me.
Oh yeah, Margot Robbie.
Oh yeah, me and her, we go back.
Last week?
We go way back.
Margot Robbie? Cool. Dude, my thing is like, texting someone. I've had it. You ever had any texting dreams? Like, you were talking to someone in your dream, texting them or something, and then you wake up and you check your
phone's dry as fuck.
My shit's dead. My shit's not even on.
Just your mom.
I ain't got no text.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first thing I go to the text, I'm like, wait, hold, that happened?
Yeah.
She told me that?
Yeah, just shut them off. Shut off the dreams, bro.
Cancel dreams 2024.
In the future, we'll have a switch to just turn that shit
2024,
off.
2024, we just gotta cancel all this
when
shit.
When we have the chips in our brain, that'll be an option. Like, you just go to the app. Do I want to dream tonight?
We're gonna start. It's actually starting to get a little scary, bro. We're about to start having robots as like our servers and shit. Like,
to me, like, most people get scared by that. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for that.
You're ready. You want to live
not?
In like,
yeah, why not?
Like a robot world.
I mean, I don't see why not. Unless they turn on us, obviously. That's what everyone's scared about.
Bro. I feel like the motherfuckers can fight.
Because we won't be able to stop them. They're just chunks of metal. We're fucked. Dude, like little mini Transformers.
I feel like they would destroy us.
No,
bro.
We're fucked, yeah. But as long as we're in control.
Yeah, like we can.
Yeah.
We can make the calls on them.
Literally like a butler, like a robot butler, just making us food, running errands.
And
like,
you know what's crazy? Like years ago, that was always like a joke. Like, oh yeah, having like you remember Smart House? That's a good example.
The Disney movie?
Bro, they're about to start having Smart. I'm sure Smart House.
Tell me why I watched that a couple years ago.
For real?
It was so bad.
I watched it a couple days ago.
No, you didn't.
I'm just kidding. Nah, two months ago, I did.
Disney Plus.
I was on Disney Plus the other night. I was kind of going through it.
Me too.
The movie quality is so shitty.
No, yeah, it's really bad. Bad writing, bad acting. It's like when we were kids, we were just entertained by anything.
But they're going to start having Smart Houses, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Google Houses.
Which is cool to me.
That's exciting, though.
Unless shit just starts going wrong. And then I'm not sure. There needs to be like a shut-off switch. You know? Because at the end of the day, there's still computers. You can just unplug them.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as we have a kill switch that's like in my pocket in case I ever
just turn it off.
Turn it off whenever I need. Then I feel good about it.
Shit, once to start, when there's robot dogs, that's all gonna be a little weird, but.
Why would you want that? What is the point of that? I feel like you're the only person who thought about that.
Episode of SpongeBob? Isn't there a robot dog?
Here's the thing. You brought up SpongeBob probably like 136 times.
Disney Plus brother over here.
I wasn't a
Disney brother.
I wasn't a Nickelodeon kid.
So terrible.
I did not partake in SpongeBob activities.
I feel like you're just against SpongeBob. You're trying to tell me if you got the chance to meet SpongeBob, you wouldn't want to meet him?
Well, I don't think he's real. So maybe my dream.
You're like, yeah, but I'll meet Mr. Krabs.
You know who I want to meet? The pickle dude. What's his name?
Plankton.
Nah, Sandy? Nah.
Sandy Cheeks, bro. She's bad. That was a certified baddie.
Yeah, low-key Sandy, cartoon baddie. Bro. Me and Sandy. There's some potential, bro.
Me and Sandy Cheeks.
Is that really her last name? That show was crazy, no?
Bro, I saw something on TikTok saying that that's actually like a really bad show. Like
there was a lot of bad references.
I never really caught it. I mean, yeah, we were young, so we really didn't understand. But supposedly they said some bad stuff in that show. I don't know. I guess that's why you got to go with Disney.
Yeah, Disney never did shit like that to us.
And the Disney's all fucked up.
What you see is what you get.
Everyone's all fucked up from Disney.
Now, in real life, it's a different story.
The afterlife of Disney.
You seen Demi Lovato lately?
Wait, I really haven't. Is she all right?
I don't think so. Yo, pray for Demi.
Bro, you know who looks really good? Lindsay Lohan looks good.
Oh, she came back now.
Bro, she's back.
I did watch that Christmas movie that she came out with.
Oh, Mean Girl? Wait, I'm sorry. No, there was a new Mean Girls that just came out. I thought you were talking about that.
No, Christmas movie. I said Christmas movie and you go, oh, Mean Girls. Literally zero correlation.
She was in
one of those cheesy, Netflix Christmas movies, which this was like two Christmases ago now, 2022. Mm-hmm. I liked it and she looked healthy.
Dude, yeah, she did like a commercial about the new Mean Girls that just came out. And yeah, she looks really good. I guess she went down up.
You know,
she's up.
Life's a roller coaster, bro.
But we just gotta check on Demi. I think she's doing all right.
Demi, yeah, I hope she's doing okay. She's had like a Britney Spears moment.
Oh, she shaved her head?
I think so. I saw a picture. I'm at this point, like, don't fact check me because I don't know what the fuck's
going on. People start coming at you.
But she looked a little rough. It's some shit I saw. Can't trust what you see on the internet, though.
I used to lie. I watched a video and they said that she was off of like cocaine the whole Camp Rock. Like,
no way. Bro, she was like 14.
Bro, that's what we think. I think she was way older than 14.
I love how we just spread fake news on here, bro. This shit's so fun. I miss this. We could just say shit. Bro,
that she was off of like doing rails on Camp Rock. Bro, you think about it. She was pretty crazy on that fucking.
She was crazy. She put the rock in Camp Rock, bro.
She was doing lines, dog. She was doing rocks. God damn.
That's what I'm saying. She put the rock.
I believe that she, you know.
Listen, they start young. I don't know what the fuck was going on those Disney sets.
Have you seen
none of them are normal. Bro, we're even losing Selena. Even she's losing it. I thought she was like our last hope.
She's with Benny Blanc. Benny Blanc.
That needs to be studied, how her reputation's tanking. Everyone was... Yo, rewind a year. Everyone was Team Selena, bro.
I know. I think everyone's just...
Now she's like, just annoying.
They're against her.
She's being extra now. She's not with the people anymore.
She's with Benny, bro. She's just living her life with Benny. Oh, you've seen the Orlando Brown?
Speaking of other Disney stars, yeah.
That dude.
That's my idol, for real.
That's my boy.
That's my man.
That's who I'm trying to be like.
He's just living his life.
Bro, he is living.
Remember when he was talking about Raven? One of the all-time great, like, clips on the internet, bro. Very disrespectful, but just fucking great.
Bro. Dude, okay. You know, it sucks. You're not a fan, but there was a show on Nickelodeon. It was called Nez Declassified. School Survivor Guy.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch it?
Like,
maybe brief.
Like, I peeked in.
Like, maybe one
Sunday. When I was scrolling channels, like, I would stop in.
You were trying to get to Disney Channel, but...
I'd stop in for a few minutes.
Bro, so obviously they're like a middle school show. Obviously they're probably a little bit old. I think they're like 16, but they're pretending like they're middle school. Dude, they have a podcast. Like, the three main characters on that show.
I have seen this.
And they started talking about how they, like, during the sets, the girl Mosley... She would give BJs to the main kid.
All
like,
right.
Bro, I'm like, how would they do this on a Nickelodeon set? Like, they were messing around. Like, she was like,
yeah, hey, I mean, it's just like you do it at Santico's, bro. You just take them to the break room.
She was like, yeah, you remember that one time, like, when you lost your virginity to me on the set? And, like, they're talking about it, like, airing it out. I'm like, bro, that is wild. Like, I feel like you're at work.
I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, hormones are raging at that age. It's like, you can't even stop, bro.
It's just crazy, bro, watching the show, because they're like, I guess, the same age of us. So I guess at that time, I'm just like, you were doing that?
That is crazy to think about.
That's like a middle school show, bro.
But yeah, they probably had dressing rooms and shit. Go back there.
They probably had all the access as a kid.
Too much. Too much freedom. It's like Macaulay Culkin. You know who that is?
Yes. Home Alone.
He's been on interviews and stuff. Actually, he's with Brenda Song, which is like, she was like my childhood crush. That's, I'm not going to lie.
Same.
But he's talked about how, like, when he was a kid, it was just work. Like, his dad, he had a horrible relationship with his dad. His dad was basically just using him for, like, money, getting him into all these roles. And, like, outside of when he was working, they didn't even have a good relationship. They were just staying in hotels, like, not even talking. It's sad to think about.
See, that's
like,
why
a lot of these child actors just get used.
Bro, no, straight up. And they don't have any control.
Yeah, they don't even know what's going on.
They're just, they think that's like the only life they have.
It's like their childhood's taken away from them because they're just work like, you know, 12 hours a day.
Well, look at also the Olsen twins. Full House. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, wow. We're really like bringing up a lot of people that I forgot about.
Dude, they were babies. Well, I was just watching Full House the other night. Like, literally, it was on Hulu. I was like, let me just get it. I love this show. Bro. Literally, and then I started going on TikToks and I started seeing all these people started talking about. They were literally babies when that show came out and they were on it for 7 years. So from literally a baby to 7 years old.
And they were probably working like pretty long hours.
Isn't that just wild how you're born into a world and you're like already, you already have a job. And they kept, so they, what they say though on TV shows, you know, when they have like obviously a baby in the season and later on, they usually like replace them with older kids. Bro, they kept them the whole, and that, it's pretty rare. They kept them from a baby to literally 7 years old. That's just pretty wild. Like, you're just born into a world and you're like, you have no idea what's even going on.
Yeah.
And that's why, right? I mean, they just, life is just way different now.
Yeah, there's got to be some laws for that. Is yeah. there? There probably is now.
Probably have, yeah.
Like, sure. Child protective
shit. We'll make one.
We can start a movement. We started a lot of movements on this podcast.
Let these kids be kids.
Right? I'm saying.
But then we have no like good quality movies or anything.
Movies just start sucking. It's just a bunch of old people.
Look, kids be kids.
It's like, you know what's gonna start happening? You know, like all the old movies, it'd be like high schoolers, but it's like 30-year-olds playing.
Yeah.
Them. Why did they do that?
I never understood why. I'm guessing because think about it.
They still do it now.
By laws, think about how you say like there is like a like sex and shit like that.
Mm.
I think, and like kissing and all that, I don't think they can have like under 18.
It's harder to like consent to all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I'm guessing that's the only thing because.
Like, dude, Euphoria, yeah. It's like a bunch of actors in their 20s, like maybe even older.
Bro, Zac Efron was like, I'm pretty sure like 24 when he was
in high school. No, he wasn't. In High School Musical?
22, bro. He He was not 14. He was not.
14. Do not fact check us on that.
I'm gonna throw a solid. Like I know for sure he was like 21.
They looked pretty young. They might have been like 18.
They look young.
He might have been like 18.
You know what, bro? I'm gonna stand on this. Stand we'll on check business. On it later.
Fuck you, I got internet right
bro,
here.
Bro, see, how old was Zach from high school? I promise you he was 20, maybe like 22, 23, bro. Pretty crazy.
How old was...
That motherfucker's like 36 now. 38?
On high school. Sorry, I only have one hand to type, you know what I'm saying?
I bet you I'm fast at typing. You know, what would he say?
You're definitely not, by the way.
Oh, okay, wait.
Ever since elementary school, I was the fastest typer. So.
Probably had like 100 words.
Zac Efron was just 18 years old.
On High School Musical?
When he took on the role of Troy Bolton. So he was 18.
Okay, hold on.
But he was playing like a 16-year-old.
Damn, I must have been so wrong, man.
Yeah, you usually are.
Man, there was some show that I saw that I was so like, what, he's 24? Damn, I think maybe.
I mean, by the time they made like 2 and 3, he was probably that old. That's probably what you're thinking of.
The last movie.
When they made High School Musical 4, he was probably pushing 26.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Bro, I was so confident. Damn. Now, there's someone. Oh, okay.
But that's the Dodson player's way, bro. Just be confident.
Yeah, we're very confident. I know it was. You're gonna laugh.
What?
It was your boy Jackson Ray.
Stewart. Jackson Rod Stewart.
Now look up that one. Okay. Look up that one. You're about to be mind blown.
He was old as fuck. I do remember that.
Yeah, that was the one. Cause I was. I don't know why. I just got Disney confused, dude.
What was his real name? Jackson Ray.
Jackson Ray. I don't know, bro. I don't even think Jackson was his real name at all.
Let's just see if it knows what I'm talking just
put,
about.
You put. Yeah. Put character. What did it say?
Jason Earls. He was 16 when it started.
Okay, hold on.
However, oh, my bad. He was 16, like his character.
Yeah, yeah.
In real life, Jason Earls was 29 years old when the show began. Holy shit, he looked young though.
Bro, literally he's 30 years old, bro. He was playing a character almost 15.
That's actually crazy though.
That one was that's a crazy one because he actually looked his age. Like he looked like he was.
Bro, man was older than us. He was pushing 30.
30 years old. Right now, I think, yeah, he's what? 50?
Ain't no way he's 50.
Wait. Nah, he's probably like 40.
He's in his 40s.
For sure 40s. Jackson's already that old.
No, nah, not 40s, right?
Bro, think yeah. about it. Yeah, that show was way over 10 years ago. He was 30 already when the show started. Yeah, that show lasted for like, what, 7 seasons?
He's in his 40s.
He's pushing almost 5.
Do you think that's like the only role he ever did?
Dude, you know.
He made his money and dip.
How do you think people feel about that? Like when, what do you do after like you only have like a one shot thing?
I'm not going to lie. I would think about this often because like think of someone like Leo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
How has he managed to just be like the shit his whole career? That's hard to do as an actor. And he only just gets like main leading roles in like pretty dope ass movies.
Yeah.
But most actors can't do that. Like they don't have that luxury.
Nah, you'll start off, you might have like a hit.
Yeah.
And even at that, then you just
start getting supporting roles and then you start getting no roles.
Yeah, that is very true though.
There's certain people that just like remain the shit though.
Bro, because you think about it, like even like being an actor or actress, like one, it's hard to even do that. Like, it's even harder even being like even an extra in a movie. So let alone like to be like, that's like probably like Michael Jordan level, like for sure. Like he's up there in one of the greats.
Yeah.
And that's why we were talking about like some of like the greatest actors. But I don't know. I wonder how it feels for like these guys who like were on shows even when they were a kid and like they do something and then like that was it. Like, what do you do after that? Or like, how
yeah. do you like is Jason Earl like, I don't just see working like a job somewhere.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
He's gotta be.
I haven't seen like you don't see that. You don't see that at all.
I do think about that.
How Jason Earl's doing?
Not Jason Earl, but like people who work these like very unique jobs.
You remember
like,
Oliver? That was the other character too.
What the fuck happened to him?
I haven't seen Mitchell.
Mitchell Musso. You think anyone's engaged in this shit? Let's switch it up. Yo, let's talk about eye contact, bro. You know how people say like eye contact's very important? Do you ever think about if you're doing it right?
you know, for the longest time, for many years, I never really understood what eye contact was.
You don't know what eye contact is?
No, I know now.
Okay.
But I would never, ever understood, like, the presence of what eye contact is.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how big of a thing it was.
It's a big deal.
And when people would always tell me growing up, like, oh, you have colored eyes, I never thought anything of it. I'm like, yeah, I mean, well, you have brown.
Yeah, I'm the shit. Like,
doesn't matter.
Let's move on, yeah.
Cool. But then as I got older, I started realizing eye contact's really important.
It's really important. Be engaged.
Yeah. But have you noticed we always veer off?
Okay, well, that's the point I was coming to. Sometimes I'd be overthinking that shit. I'm like, am I being too engaged right now?
Are you looking at the left ball?
I've been looking at your left eye.
I was looking at your left eye.
No,
too.
Your right eye. My left.
Okay, I'm looking at your left, my right.
You're looking at this one?
Wait.
Which eye are you looking at?
Looking at my left, you're right.
Does that not piss you off that like I can't look at both your eyes?
That does
piss me off. Because
then you want to look in the nose.
Just look in the center, so it just looks like.
But no matter how hard you try, bro, we're gonna fuck up our eyes.
I will say I've mostly thought about this in terms of like when I'm getting to know someone or something, for example. I want to be engaged. I want to be a good listener. Like, I'm looking in their eyes, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, when should I look away? Like,
yeah.
How much is too much?
It's true.
And I'd be overthinking that shit.
Yeah.
What's the right way to do eye contact?
There's like a specific count you're supposed to count. I think it's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
But then are you really listening if you're counting in your head? Yeah. It defeats the whole purpose.
Deep conversation, like 1, 2,
yeah, exactly.
3, 4.
You're turn, just distracting 1, 2, yourself.
3, 4. Turn.
Just twitch. Fucking twitch every 6 seconds.
Nah, but hey, girls do like eye contact. I know, for sure. And sometimes I'll be like, I know what I'm doing. I like give them like a deeper look.
Yeah, and some little nod.
I squint a little bit. I'm just like
a little smile.
I'm just like, really? That's how you feel?
Dude, stare into their soul, baby.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, you don't even know.
Raising you up, but you don't even know it, bro.
Your life's about to be ruined. You're just kidding.
You don't even know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, you better delete my number right now.
Yeah, well, I'd be overthinking that shit.
What's a good balance of, like, say you're talking to someone, right? Engaging.
Yeah.
Do you smile? Like, you wanna, you, what's a good face to have, like, with someone? Are we talking?
You don't want to be too serious.
You don't want to be like.
Because then you don't look approachable.
You don't want to look mad.
Definitely not.
You want to look like you're having a good time.
Like a light smile. And then you can react to whatever they're saying if it elicits like laughter, hilarious. Smile. Yeah.
Do you ever be laughing at shit that's not funny?
Like probably too often. Like I've noticed I laugh way like too much. Same. I'm like, why am I even laughing right now?
I'll be at home, bro, just by myself laughing.
It really wasn't that funny.
I'm like, bro, the TV's not even on.
When you're talking to the wall.
I'm like, that wasn't even funny, bro.
Fuck you, Wall.
The fuck? I laugh hella a lot, bro. It's just...
I mean, yo, I think that's more of a normal thing. Like, it's almost... It could be like a nervous thing. You just laugh. When people laugh when they're uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Like when
it's just something to do.
But see, I don't do that.
I think you do.
I laugh. I just think everything just... If it's not funny, I'm going to at least try to pretend it's funny.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing. I think it's just natural.
Yeah, you do it. Like, I think you're a people pleaser. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
What are your thoughts on this?
How do you feel about being fucking just...
You think you're a people pleaser? strike me as a people pleaser.
I love everyone. Yeah.
That's good. That's not a bad thing.
That's funny as hell, bro.
But I feel like you like to make people feel good. And like,
I love making people feel
welcomed.
Good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm very, that's
heard.
I listen.
Yeah.
I love, and you laugh
at them, even if they're not funny.
Yeah. You could be just horrible at jokes.
Dumb as hell.
Shit don't make no sense.
You're going to laugh out of me.
I'm going to at least give you something to like go home with like a smile.
That's good, man. That's good quality. I mean, it could be bad.
My whole thing, bro, I think what I want to, at least the person I want to end up with is a person who has like some jokes. It's funny. I need a really funny girl. Like,
Yeah.
Because I'm a funny guy.
If she's not going to make you laugh, then what the fuck is she going to do?
I'm going to get really tired of making you laugh all day. I need the same energy back.
I respect that.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Not looks.
So, okay, top three qualities.
Personality.
That was so fast.
I need just the mental. I'm all.
Personality's too broad, though.
Okay, all right.
So, humor is on your top three.
Humor.
Humor's top three.
Humor.
Top three for me as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm also big on.
And by the way, that doesn't mean you have to be hilarious, but like at least just be willing to laugh.
Take a joke.
Take a joke. don't take life too seriously. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that all falls under the umbrella.
It's always fun just to have fun.
Like, just let loose.
Loosey goose.
Nobody likes a serious fucking person. I can be serious with like sometimes.
Said,
not all the time.
Someone's being serious as me.
Only I can be fucking serious. Yeah, no. Stare into your soul.
Humor's up. Humor's up. That's
humor's
top three. What's another trait? I said not looks, right?
Just physical fucking attraction.
Dude, no. As I'm getting older, I'm really, that's kind of pushing to the side. Obviously, you got to be attracted to someone to be with.
I agree with you, actually.
You got to obviously like have some attraction, but looks is literally not.
You have to be attracted, but like you'll find that when you really like someone,
bro,
it's like, bro, they could literally look however. Yes. And you're going to fucking like them.
Preaching, brother.
Because you have strong feelings for them.
Preaching. Absolutely. Bro, There's been some baddies that I'm just like, it's been cool and stuff, but I'm like, I just don't have it. It's not there.
Oh, dude.
Just not there.
Countless times for me.
I wish it was.
Like, bro, I don't feel connected to you at all. It doesn't matter how you look. It really doesn't.
No, it looks really, if anything, I'm like, I feel disconnected.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, yeah, you look good.
Our puzzle pieces are but not.
You're not making me feel shit.
We're not puzzling at all. Our shit's not puzzling, bro.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Dude, it's true, bro. Like, I mean, straight up, I'm talking not even just so much looks, but like, there's been some teams, bro, like banging bodies. Like, I'm talking like just stuff that you can carve out of a book. Like,
yo, bro. I don't even know if that's the right phrase.
I don't even know if that's okay, but
this man said carve out of a book.
Some shit you can carve, bro, in a sculpture.
Yeah, I see, bro, what you're saying. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Still, I'm like, why is it not there, bro?
If you're not connected, you're not connected.
Bro, it's as all I care, all I need is that. I need that mental. I need that emotional.
Exactly.
That's all. That's it. Because
100%.
That's all that matters. All everything else, you're... Traction, all that builds. It comes.
It builds.
I mean, no, it comes like natural. Like, it's not, I don't need a 10. I don't know. I don't look care
in
about
fact,
that.
A 10 is not even ideal because nope. Then it's that's you got to like worry
yeah,
about.
Yeah, those are the ones that cheat.
They're going to, the amount of attention a 10 is getting.
She's going to leave me for sure.
How the fuck am I gonna maintain?
Yeah, you know what? Let's
kind of. I'm like a solid 7.3, I would say. Like, if I'm being real, right? I give myself a 7.
I feel you, bro. I completely agree with
like
you.
Like, I'm in the 7.
6, 7. Six,
and then, watch, you're more than this.
Watch dude. People are like, listeners are like, they're not even that.
They're like, yo, what the fuck?
Y'all gave y'all this plus 5s?
They're being generous. Listen,
nah, bro.
It's safe for y'all to decide,
bro. Definitely, no. You got Riz, bro. Like you're up there. Like,
I think I make up for it.
No,
it's my personality.
No, straight up. I'm like, give me just one chance to make you laugh. You'll like me.
I feel like, yeah. I just, you know what my Riz is? Just being genuine.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Just genuine Riz.
Everyone loves that. That's the best Riz.
That's
you
what I'm
got.
Saying, because I feel like it's more rare these days. It's fucking hard to find a genuine person.
Yeah, bro. You know, I think the nicest thing a girl can tell me is you're so nice.
Yeah,
like, love that
you're kind. Like, what's a bigger flex than being?
And
kind?
I'm not even trying to be. No.
It's just who you are. That's even a better thing.
See that?
If you don't have to, if you're trying to be kind, that's
yeah, no.
Not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not a great thing.
Another thing, when a girl told me, I feel safe with you.
Oh, bro,
that hits.
Ultimate compliment.
I'm like, me,
me
talking about me.
Why are you saying she shouldn't?
I'm not saying anything. Just kidding.
No, that is genuine.
That's good. You're home.
Yeah.
Just start throwing all this shit out there.
Yo.
No, none of these girls have said any of this.
You feel like home.
Home yeah. is with you.
Home is wherever I'm with you.
The shit when I'm
that,
not with you.
The shit that the freaking,
I'm missing home.
That shit on MySpace. On Photo Bucket.
I think I still got a picture
the
with
quotes.
That.
Yo, when you used to put quotes in your photos.
Oh, bro. Let's put it. Oh, now you know what we should do?
What?
I still have pics like that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Dude, we should put that on like, the bottom of this, right? When it gets to this part.
We should.
I'll send you the pic. I have it still.
It could be our cover photo.
Dude, no, literally. And what's funny is my hair looks exactly like it does in that picture.
Yo, we'll just remake it.
12 years later and I'm still...
12 years.
It's some just whack-ass Drake quote I got, bro. Like, it was some...
There's no such thing as a whack-ass Drake quote.
No, but the thing is, Drake didn't even say it. Like, you know, somebody, like, obviously put a picture of Drake and put, like, some quote, like...
Bro, people literally used to just make up whose quote it was.
Like, Drake never said that, bro.
Never said such a thing. Just add Drake, though. Or add Lil Wayne. Just add somebody's name.
That's all it was.
Picasso. Picasso didn't even have quotes. He had paintings and people just be putting shit.
They're like, yeah, Helen Keller said this. Bro, what?
No, she actually did say shit, though.
Yeah, she did, right?
I'm still researching how that works, but she did say shit. I'm still in the process of figuring out how the fuck Helen Keller spoke, but shout out to her, though.
Did we ever figure out, did she drive? Was it you who said she had a license?
No, I said, why was Helen Keller a bad driver? Or no. Why is Helen Keller a bad driver? Bro. Why is Helen Keller a bad driver, bro? Well, like, what would you say?
I mean, damn, bro. I don't even know how that would work. How does she even know what a car is? She can't hear.
She can feel it.
She can't see. She can just feel.
So you can assume she couldn't drive, right?
Is that allowed in this world?
Definitely not, no. But the joke was that she can't because she's dead.
No, but I'm saying... He said, look, dick.
Look.
Was it not because of that?
It's
yeah.
Not because she's blind, Dev. It's because she's dead, bro. She's
dead.
She can't drive. The fuck?
I'm dead, bro. Where we at?
We're almost 51 minutes.
Oh, shit.
So we could, yeah.
No, wrap it up.
Whatever, anytime.
That was actually.
We're just cruising.
That was a good one. Hey, guys. Hey, we're hype. We're back this year. 2024, we're coming with some pressure.
Coming correct, as the kids call it.
Yo, is that what kids call it?
Coming correct. That might be a millennial thing.
Coming correct?
Yeah, we're coming correct.
It means
you're coming, like, standing on business. You know, standing on business is the new thing. That's what the kids are saying.
That's what the kids are saying.
Yeah.
Dude, just to end this on here, I went to my little brother's basketball game 2 weeks ago. Bro, why is the Edgar haircut still like a... thing? Have you seen
it? Yeah, you would have think that would become outdated.
You would have thought. It is 2024, and dude, I saw maybe like 25 Edgars. At one point, the whole sideline looked like almost like they were twins.
That's crazy. I didn't know that was still a thing.
It is, and it's supposedly worse in the high school level, but the middle school, like, dude, there's Edgars. Like, there's kids I went to school with that look exactly
I
like
saw some
kids.
Edgar TikToks.
For,
like, the Edgars are playing into it.
The actual Edgar.
Like, literally, it was like a thing, like a meme, where they were like, when two Edgars get together or some shit. Something like that. I don't know why that's in my algorithm.
How is that in yours?
Bro, my algorithm, ain't no telling, bro.
If you open up TikTok, what was something that would pop up on your?
I'm not going to lie, I've been beefing with my TikTok algorithm. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm just getting more picky. I don't know which one
it is.
You'd
be liking some like only specific thing.
And I bet the amount of times I'm holding it down and clicking not interested because I want to like clean up my... It doesn't seem to be working.
It does the opposite.
It's having the opposite effect.
It keeps adding.
I swear there's this couple, right? That always posts like those car videos. You know when they put the camera like on the dashboard somewhere mm-hmm. and record like saying something crazy to my boyfriend to see how he reacts?
Yeah.
I hate that shit because I know it's fake. Every boyfriend, every other person is going to see the fucking camera mounted right in front of their face. And I know it's fake. So there's one couple who does it all the time. I click not interested on like 7 of their videos. And it's like TikTok is making them show up in my feed even more.
Bro, what's funny is they like you've even blocked them and they still...
I should try that. Yeah.
They're
still going to infiltrate my shit.
They know you're the number one fan, bro.
I fucking hate them.
The camera's right there.
And then they have like a million likes. I'm like, dude, what? Is this what we got to do? Just be fake?
They're like, you cheating on me?
That's literally what... No, there was one where the girl's asking him if he would get her best friend pregnant. Like,
camera's right there.
And the camera's right here. I'm like, bro.
What do you want him to say? Yeah?
We know this ain't real, though.
I know. Have you also seen the ones, too, like when they do the interviews, are like, all right. pull out your phone. Pull out your phone. They're go to your text messages. You think all that shit's real?
They paid them $20 before they started recording.
Like how legit is that? Like, you randomly gonna get someone and just and they're gonna get
and they
you.
Never disagree.
Yeah,
they're always like, I'm down.
They're like, yeah, you can take my phone. And what is that? What's that?
Although some of them might be real though.
some people that getting, is some shit. Some people getting divorces.
Yo, we might need to do that.
Dude, we probably should go to the same area.
We should start doing
get some San Antonio, some raunchy,
street interviews.
Some raunchy hoes.
Some ratchets. That's what we call it. Ratchet.
Damn,
I wish there was a weekday that started with a
thoughts and ratchet.
It's not quite there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we'll ring though.
Ratchets and players.
Ratchet players. Ratchet players. Nah, we'll ratchet thoughts.
Oh, thoughts, like THOTS.
Ratchet thoughts.
Thoughts and players.
Thoughts and ratchets.
Just keeps getting worse. Wait, that actually is good though.
Thoughts and ratchets. That'd be like a little what's it called? Like a little segment. Yeah, we're all thoughts and ratchets, right?
Thoughts and ratchets out here on St. Mary's Strip. Yo, bust out your phone.
Bro.
Open your Snapchat.
Oh shit.
Who the fuck is Roger?
There's actually an interview I saw. They do like those street interviews. They asked them, they were like, how far would you go to get some ass? Guy was like, I've done about 3 hours.
What the fuck?
Dude, they're saying, how far would you go? Yeah, to do that.
Oh, Drake said on one of his new songs, he said, that sex drive is crazy. Get it? That sex drive.
Shit. You're on the way. You already know it.
Yeah.
You're like, you already know it's going to go
down.
You're
like, damn, I'm driving an hour for this. Sex drive is crazy.
I ain't stopping at Bucky's. I'm going straight there, bro.
Ain't no time for snacks.
I'm about to get my snack, yo. You ready?
Yeah. Nah, we can make it to an hour.
All right, where are we at right now? Five minutes?
Yeah, we got like 3 minutes left.
All right, let's do it. Let's do like some punchlines. All right, ready?
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, let's...
Let's do some punchlines.
Let's do some punches. Right,
start
now.
Rapping.
Bro, you know, that's just one thing I wish I was just good at, was like,
bro,
rapping.
I wanted to fucking rap so bad.
Bro, you never got into rapping? Like, did you ever
I dead ass wrote some verses.
Didn't we try? You remember when we were kids? Didn't we try to like
we wanted to make a music video like so bad.
Bro,
we literally were planning it. Remember when we were going to go to the beach and remake fucking Problems by A$AP Rocky? And we were each going to have a verse? Do you remember this?
Bro, yeah.
I was like, yo, I got dibs on Drake verse.
Bro, what's up?
I think you were going to be 2 Chainz.
Remember?
The way you were gonna kill that verse though,
bro. We still gotta do it now for the people, bro. We
that should would
just,
be fire.
Let's go to like Port A and just do it,
just on the beach.
Let's go
bro.
To South Padre.
We were gonna get some crazy outfits and just make a music.
We're gonna get girls.
Nobody was gonna fucking watch that. That's the best thing ever,
bro. We actually gotta do it now just to joke. That actually would be hilarious.
That'd be a good TikTok.
That'd be a good skit. Go make a music video. Fucking 15 years later, bro. Didn't we always talk about like trying to make beats and shit? You remember?
Oh yeah.
Damn, we just
never had the fucking drive. Isn't that crazy? There's so much, dude. Do you ever think about this? That we could do anything.
Could.
What the fuck is stopping you from doing anything?
No, that is true.
Yourself.
You know what, bro? We can get in that. Like finishing that. That's true.
No, it's dead ass. I think about that often. I'm like, what's stopping me from being like, just like literally say something. Like it doesn't matter.
The person that's doing something, what stopped them from like starting, right? You know, like that. You gotta think about it like that. Nothing. Like there's some successful motherfuckers in this world right now.
Yeah, they just
you
actually
start
did
at the same level.
Everyone's the same. I mean,
you just
okay.
Elevate.
Everyone has different circumstances.
Well, some
so we
people
gotta
have
more,
a bigger foundation.
But at the end of the day, it's just you. It's you stopping you.
You against yourself.
Exactly. We're our biggest enemy.
Shit. And we're putting on some knowledge too, bro.
Yeah, people think like, we still put the thoughts in thoughts and players.
Not just the thoughts in ratchets, but.
Yeah, not just ratchets.
We ain't getting just ratchet out here.
All right, well, this coffee's definitely like doing something to
my
body.
Oh, shit. You about to go.
So we.
About to go fuck up that bidet.
We might want to wrap this up.
Bidet, you about to go ahead on the bidet?
Perfect timing though.
An hour?
Just about.
I love it. People, we love y'all. We're excited. We're back. This year, 2024, we're coming for everyone.
Yo, if you enjoyed this, like, we need you. We need you to share it. We need you to support. Like, why the fuck wouldn't you? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Coming out with some clips. We're gonna be. We're turning up. Repost our shit for sure. It shows a lot of love, honestly.
Yeah.
Any little clips is cool.
I think about this. Why don't friends support friends? Have you noticed this? The people who supported us the most were like strangers, bro.
Yeah, that is true. I wonder that.
What the fuck?
Dude, I told you. I don't know if I did tell you. Bro, there was actual... Shout out to this, David. I'm sure you listened. This guy named David, bro. I've never met him in my life. And I was out at Camp 1604. And he comes up to me. He was like, hey, man, like, you Jared, right? And I was like, yeah, yeah. He was like, dude, I've come across your podcast with your friend Arthur. Like, knows us.
Yeah.
Bro, we don't have any mutuals at all. Like, we even found him. We haven't showed on Instagram. So he literally, it just randomly popped up and he likes it. Like, he likes our pod and stuff. So it's just kind of crazy. Like,
I'm not going to lie. That's happened to me more times than I can count.
Dude, that's like, wild.
I think a lot of it were people you know.
Yeah.
And they
just
recognize me. But like the amount of times I've heard that.
Dude, but and this guy, I did not know him. And I know you don't know him because no, like, nobody knows him.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like we randomly, I guess, popped up on his like feed. And so I actually followed him on Instagram. We're cool. Like, and I see his posts all the time. And I'm like, bro, that's just crazy how that, like, and he enjoyed it. He was like, bro, like, and this was like back in November. So he was like, I'm excited for y'all to like come back out with some episodes. So yeah, bro, I think we just let's keep going. We need friends. Yeah, support us, but also.
Yo, support your fucking friends.
Just put a link in your fucking story.
Do anything, like fucking anything.
That's all you got to do.
We have hundreds of people who would listen to us. We still only have like 23 ratings.
Yeah, let's
on fucking the apps.
Before I start making fake emails, let's start.
I never thought about the new Apple accounts.
Bro.
Spotify, you can rate on there.
Out of nowhere, we get like 2,000 reviews.
We just get banned. Fucking suspended.
Catch us. Yo, it's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real
fun.
Us.
And players.
We out.
Peace.
See you.